A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Psachim Tzadi Vav, Psachim 96a, pagination page 191, about a quarter of the way down, the beginning of a line, Masnisen Enu Mishnah. Ma bin Pesach Mitzrayim le Pesach Doros. What is the difference between the Pesach that was in Mitzrayim, that original Karban Pesach that was the famous Sukkos for redemption, as opposed to the Pesach that was done for generations? So we're told a number of differences. Pesach Mitzrayim Mikcho Mi Be'osor. Pesach Mitzrayim was taken on the 10th day of Nisan and was prepared for that 4 days until finally it was shecht on the 14th of Nisan. That is the source for Shabbos HaGadol, because that year, the 10th of Nisan was a Shabbos, and that's when they took the animal, and the Egyptians saw them taking the animal, and the Egyptians worshipped such an animal, and they said, why are you taking the animal? And the Jews said, because we're going to shecht it, and we're going to be redeemed, and the Egyptians were powerless to stop them, and it was a momentous moment. The question that the Mefarshim ask, beginning of Hilchas Pesach, is why is it commemorated as Shabbos HaGadol, the Great Shabbos? Normally things are commemorated by the day of the month when they happened. Pesach, for example, is the 15th of Nisan. It's not based on the day of the week. Rosh Hashanah is the first of Tishrei. Nothing to do with the day of the week. Why is Shabbos HaGadol linked to Shabbos as opposed to the 10th of Nisan? And the beautiful answer, which we like to say over, is that perhaps it was Shabbos that gave the Jews the power to be able to take the sheep, the god of the Mitzrayim, and prepare it for the Karban. It wasn't the 10th of Nisan that caused that ability to transform themselves from being slaves to being leaders answerable only to Hashem. And if Hashem said, do this mitzvah, they're willing to do it, even if it's more than odd to their Egyptian taskmasters. It was Shabbos that gave them that transformation, that power to recognize themselves as an Am Segula, a treasured nation. And therefore, it's the Shabbos preceding Pesach. Indeed, in that first year, it was the 10th of Nisan. That's when it had to be. That was when it was orchestrated to happen in order that they would have the preparation of the 4 days. But it was Shabbos that was the goreim, the cause was Shabbos, and therefore it's commemorated on Shabbos as Shabbos HaGadol. V'ta'un ha-za'o ba'agudas ezov va'al ha-mashkof al shtei ha-mezuzos. And there was a special sprinkling of the blood on the doorway by Pesach Mitzrayim, which is not done by Pesach Doros. V'ne'echal b'chipazon. And it was eaten quickly. It was haste. You had to be ready to be on the go, ready to leave Mitzrayim. Masnechem chagurim, that they were ready to go. Whereas Pesach Doros is not like that and does not get that kind of attention, that it has to be done quickly with haste. The whole concept of matzah is also sourced in that chipazon that Hashem quickly took us out of Mitzrayim at the critical moment. Once that moment came, he took us out quickly. Reb Tzaddik in Sitkas HaTzaddik on the very first page has a fascinating insight regarding this concept of chipazon, that it has to be done quickly. He says that reishis avodas Hashem, when a person first starts doing avodas Hashem, it has to be bechipazon, with haste, with extra enthusiasm. And that's how it has to start when you start a new project. But afterwards, you could go at a normal pace. And that's this concept, whether it's because of Haskalas Kashos, because getting things started is difficult. whatever it is, but the enthusiasm in the beginning sets the tone. And from that, everything else results. It's also a pasuk from Shlomo HaMelech. Tov acharis dovar me reishiso. The good that you'll see ongoing in a mitzvah endeavor is me reishiso, from its strong initiation. And the chipazon is what's being described to initiate Klal Yisrael as a nation, and afterwards they would do the mitzvah in a normal, certainly enthusiastic, but not b'chipazon type of way. The final words of the Mishnah, b'layla echad, one night, u'pesach doros noe kel shiva. But Pesach doros is all seven, and the Gemara wants to know, what does it mean, one night, and what does it mean that the Pesach of generations is going to be for all seven? So let's skip to the bottom of the page, the end of the one line up. Upesach Doros Noah calls Shiva. The Gemara says, Amai Koi, what are you referring to? Ilema a Pesach, if you're referring to Pesach, Pesach calls Shiva Mi'iko, the carbon Pesach for generations is not all 7 days. So when it says the word Pesach in the Mishnah, it's not referring to the carbon Pesach, is it? Ella, starting on the next side of the daf. A chametz, maybe you're referring to chametz, is all 7 days by Pesach Doros. Certainly. Mechlal de Pesach Mitzrayim lailo echod vesulo. Are you telling me, though, in contrast, that the Pesach Mitzrayim only had chametz forbidden for one night, and not more? Ve'atanya, we learned, Rabbi Yossi Aglili said, Minayin le Pesach Mitzrayim she'en chimotz anoeg ela yom echod, how do you know that Pesach Mitzrayim does not have a prohibition of chametz except for 1 day, but 1 full day is what he's describing. Talmud Lomar, lo ye'achel chametz v'samach li'hayom atem yotzim. Today, you shouldn't eat chametz. By Pesach Mitzrayim was only prohibited 1 day, and the only reason that they continued to eat matzah was because Hashem orchestrated that it should end up being matzah. They didn't have time to bake it the way they would have intended to bake it, and it became matzah. But it was a prohibition of chametz that was for a full day. So if our Mishnah is trying to contrast the Pesach of Mitzrayim with the Pesach of generations, to tell me that Pesach Mitzrayim is only Laila Echad, that's not true. Pesach Mitzrayim was a full day, a night, and the day that followed. Elohachi Komar, this is the way to read those last words of the Mishnah. It's like the Tana was talking a little bit too quickly for our own good. What he meant to say was that Pesach Mitzrayim is Laila Echad v'hu adin lePesach Doros. The Pesach of Mitzrayim is one night, and that's the way it is for generations as well. V'chimutzo, but Chametz, by Pesach Mitzrayim, is Kol Hayom, that full day. And then the Mishnah concludes, Pesach Doros Noe Kol Shiva. In contrast, the Pesach of generations, the prohibition of chametz, is for all 7 days. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.